A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news over Manchester United's fantastic come-from-behind 3-2 victory at Southampton at the weekend, with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer hailing super sub Edinson Cavani's role in their excellent performance to give them their last gasp victory at St Mary's. Cavani was introduced at the break by the Manchester United manager with the side 2-0 down, and he still had time to produce a man-of-the-match performance by making one and scoring two goals in their turnaround victory. One of those goals, of course, a 92nd-minute winner to lift his new side into the top half. The manager insisted he had been happy with all aspects of his side's performance, but reserved special praise for the Uruguayan summer signing, who has now scored three Premier League goals across just 127 minutes of league football. Solskjaer said, "I thought we were excellent all day long. We played some fantastic football, created chances, five or six opportunities, and they have James Ward-Prowse. You can't stop him. You hope you don't give set players away because he's got that quality and he can't blame anyone." Cavani is a centre forward who thrives on crosses and delivery in the box. He's been in there for so many years and he's made a difference. Of course, it's great to get 3 points in the way we did it. The comeback, the tradition of this club, it is something this team is getting better at as well. David De Gea, of course, sustained a knee injury that forced him off at half-time against Southampton. He sustained that knee injury when he clattered into the post, trying to keep out Ward-Prowse's free kick. Solskjaer remains hopeful, though, that it's not too serious and he could well be available for the massive clash against Paris Saint-Germain on Wednesday. Solskjaer admitted to Sky Sport, "Let's have a little check on De Gea. Hopefully he will be okay for Wednesday, but I'm not sure. Dean played well, though. He is a keeper who is used to being vocal. He wants to organise his team. He didn't have big saves to make, but he was safe with his hands." And finally for the bulletin, Bruno Fernandes insists that he and Donny van de Beek can play in the same Manchester United midfield in the Premier League. Fernandes said, "Every midfielder in our team has quality. Donny has a lot of quality. We know we can play together, and also with other players we have in the team. Everyone has quality to play, and we know each other. We can play with three today, then switch and play the next game with another three or another four. It doesn't matter because all of them have quality, and we can all be together on the pitch. Everyone can make a difference." That's all for now. We'll have more later.